As the book goes on, we're getting closer and closer to today. And
correct.
As we get closer and closer to today, the defensiveness grows up, I think. Because it's one thing if you say 200 years ago, the Quakers who were fighting against slavery were still themselves racist, the separate but equal or whatever attitudes they carried at that time. That's them. But closer and closer to 2009, that's us. That's not them.
Yes.
I mean, I have to look back at my own childhood. My father was clearly racist. He grew up from a small town in Wisconsin. He's a wonderful man in many, many ways, and he's racist. And so I grew up calling Brazil nuts with the N-word. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I didn't know what I was saying as I grew up, and I was ashamed. I felt guilt about it by the time I reached high school because I knew better by then. My father still would use the word, though. So I can say, okay, by this time, I could take responsibility for myself.
We do, actually, in the epilogue, you were asking what are some of the things we can do. And Donna mentioned conversation, which is very important, talking about the issue of racism, because it's like the elephant in the room, or I like the story of the emperor with no clothes that no one is mentioning. But I talk about some of the things that we can do to work on this issue of racism and changing it. But